What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, Mimi Shoneman, your host from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and super real estate agent from RE/MAX Results. Hello, Mimi.
Good morning.
I am so happy that you are here. Also joining us today from Amec Home Loans, Mr. Phil Olson is with us as well.
Good morning.
This is going to be a good day because there are lots of things that are going on out there. And not only is the weather hot, so is the market. Still hot and steamy, I guess is what we'll say, because you guys have been busy, right?
Well, you know, it is summer,
right?
And, you know, it's like you rush to do everything while the weather is good. So,
right.
You know, that's just the way it goes.
Yep.
You pick your states. That's how it goes.
I'd like to thank all the My Talk listeners out there for calling us, because boy, oh boy, oh boy, have we put a lot of people in homes.
Oh, good. That's what we always want to say, is that there are lots of reasons why people felt a little paralyzed. Like they were scared of even asking. They didn't think that they could sell their home. And maybe there was some little thing that was just keeping them from actually deciding to make that phone call. So it's nice that people are going, oh, no, what? I can do that. And, you know, it does make sense for me to upsize or downsize and actually figure out what is the right home for me.
Right. So if you're out there listening, we've got a super fun show planned for today. We're going to be doing real estate and mortgage trivia, red hot real estate and mortgage trivia. And for everybody who calls, we are going to have a private donut date with Mimi and Phil.
Ooh.
And so at a location to be determined.
Because mm-hmm.
so,
there's too many good donut places out there right now.
Well, there's a lot of good donut places.
There's a lot of varieties of donut places now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so I also wanted to tell everybody that if you call in today, not only with your answers to our trivia questions, but if you wish Phil Olson a happy birthday, I'm going to donate $10 to Animal Ark on his behalf.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations. And I will start it. Happy birthday, Phil.
There you go.
Hope you're enjoying it.
Thank you. But it's actually here on the 19th. But I'll take the happy birthday.
Well, it's not today. It's a week away.
It can be a week of birthdays.
Yes.
I have people that do a month of birthdays. So you can have a week of birthdays.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So congratulations to you. I'm making it to another year. Congratulations to all of our My Talkers out there who've gotten into their new and amazing homes.
Yes. And we do want to remind everybody of all the show links that we have posted on the show page. Lots of good information. You can actually shop for property right from the show page. So all you have to do is go check that out at mytalk1071.com. Keyword red hot.
And if you have a question today, the number is 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071.
And I do have a promotion here that's going to go all the way through the end of August. And that is for anybody that calls Mimi and I to represent us on a buy transaction, I'm going to pay for their home inspection.
Well, don't discriminate. What's wrong with our seller listeners?
Mm-hmm. Seller listeners don't work with me.
Fair enough.
Okay, I'll match that offer. So,
perfect.
There you go.
There you go. And we also need to get your NMLS number out there, please, Phil.
NMLS 238-103.
Perfect. All right. So what are we going to cover today in addition to the trivia, Mimi?
That's it. We're just talking about questions.
All right. Here we go.
And so any question at all doesn't have to be related to trivia. So the first thing I want to throw out there, and please play with us today.
Again, the number 651-641-1071. You can even call in right now, because I want to pre-warn people. I've looked through these questions. You have a good opportunity to win something cool and to be part of the show today. So call in today. It's 651-641-1071.
So back in the day, Sears and Roebuck, if you remember them, Sears, Roebuck, maybe not. they sold mail order houses that came in a kit right to your door. True or false?
If you know the answer to Mimi's question, it's 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. You can call in right now and maybe get invited to that secret donut date.
Well, while we're waiting for a call in, mm-hmm. let me give you a quick market update.
Okay.
Interest rates have dropped by almost one full percentage point since last year.
Wow.
Right now, I'm seeing rates in the high threes, mid threes, or very, very low fours.
Okay.
So right now, it's becoming even more affordable for people to get into homes. And why is that? Well, our unemployment rate is at one of its lowest. It's at a 65-year low.
Mm-hmm.
You're also talking about there's more money being put into people's wallets because income is rising across the board. Your home appreciation rates are sitting at about 7% increase from last year this time, which is great for those homeowners. But the other thing we're seeing out there is consumers have a lot more equity in their homes.
Okay, and how did that happen?
Well, basically, we went through this mortgage meltdown, mm-hmm. all right? And then what ended up happening is the economy has slowly rebounded. And over the last, basically, two to three years, we've seen almost a 30% increase in property values. So those folks out there that thought they didn't have any equity, I would tell them to give me a call or give a call to Mimi, and we can tell them exactly what their house is worth.
Yeah, people are being really surprised right now about how much things have appreciated.
Right. So I think we kind of like just turtled for a little while, right, waiting for things to rebound. And so maybe you were just afraid to ask because you presumed that it was still terrible. So we're going to go to our first caller. So we are going to go to Chaz. Chaz, thank you very much for calling. Don't worry if you're on hold. We have more questions for you as well. So go ahead and stay there for us on today's Red Hot Real Estate Show. So, Chaz, I'm going to have Mimi read the question again, and then you can give us the answer. Is that okay, Chaz?
That's great.
All right. Here we go, Mimi. What's the question?
Sears and Roebuck and Company sold mail order houses that came as a kit to your door. True or false, Chaz?
I think that's not true.
Did you say true?
I say true.
You are right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, right. Ding. Awesome.
Chaz, you must be a donut fan, my friend.
Well, every time I can get something for free, I'm always for that.
Well, thank you so much for playing with us, and leave your information with our producer, Sonny, and we'll get you an invite to our donut party.
Thank you.
Hold on, Chaz. All right, so let's go ahead, and before we go and impart some additional information on what's going out there in the market, Mimi, do you want to go ahead and read question number two? We'll get somebody on hold.
Well, I'm going to do two things.
Mm-hmm.
So we've posted on the Red Hot Real Estate Group's Facebook page the next question. And I'm going to skip it. So we're going to let somebody play on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And we're going to play a live one here in studio.
Okay. What's your live one then?
So be sure and go to Facebook and play with that question. But mm-hmm. Phil is going to answer this one for our next caller. Which is better, a pre-qualification or a pre-approval, and why?
Okay, so are we going to have Phil answer that, or you want me to go to the phones?
Go to the phones.
Okay, so if you can answer the question, which is better, a pre-qualification or a pre-approval, and why? Don't worry, we have your lifeline right here in the studio with Phil Olson. So go ahead and call us at 651-641-1071. If you get the answer correct, and we're going to help you get the answer correct.
Yes.
You can get an invitation to that secret donut party that is going on out there.
Miss Shannon, would you like to come?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Sweet.
I like a party.
All right.
I like a party.
Phil?
Well, I was just gonna say that I think it'd be a great time for us to tell maybe a little story,
okay,
a success story that we had here, Mimi and I, here in the last basically about 60 days. We had a client that we were working with that was having real difficulty finding a house, and they made multiple offers, and every house that they made an offer on, they lost. And Mimi and I, we put our brains together and we said, okay, so how do we make this happen? And we came up with the idea that we were going to have a brainstorming session with our clients. We had them come in and we sat all in the same room and we really picked apart what their goals were and what their maximum price point could be. And then we basically asked them, are you open to it, is opening up your range, be it where this house could be.
Okay.
And Mimi, you remember the story.
You all finish it, Phil.
I finish it? All right. All right, I'll finish it. Well, what ended up happening is over an hour and a half conversation, we whittled everything down. We then started our search. We made an offer a week later. And believe it or not, they got the house.
Oh, congratulations to them. And I think it's interesting that you go, instead of just telling them no, it's here's ways that we can maybe give you some good advice so that you can find it. So maybe thinking outside of the particular box that they walked into your office trying to stay in, right?
Well, I think what it really came down to is maybe realigning some expectations and basically taking all their wants with the understanding, you're not going to be able to maybe get every single one of them, but we can get you most of them. And that's what ended up happening. And in the end, they were absolutely tickled pink.
I think that people see too many perfect things on TV.
Right.
And some of those shows make things look so easy. And when you get out there and you get beat up a little bit by making offers that don't get accepted, it starts to work on your morale.
Right.
And it starts to make you feel like a failure and like you're never going to get something that's perfect. So I like to say shopping for a house is a lot like dating.
Yeah.
You're going to kiss a few frogs before you find the one. That's mm-hmm. just what I think.
And eventually it'll all come around. You just have to give yourself a little time.
Exactly.
So today's Red Hot Real Estate Show is all about questions. We have a question out there right now. Which is better, pre-qualification or pre-approval, and why? We are encouraging everybody to call and be part of the show. And don't worry, we are encouraging you to call in. We will make sure that we give you the right answer because we have the experts sitting right here at the mic. Right,
well, Phil? We're going to answer this question at the top of the next break.
Yep. So make sure you call. Again, the number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1 and streaming on MyTalk1071.com. In studio today, Mimi Shoneman getting her groove on. Also from Amec Home Loans, Phil Olson.
She's a bad mama jamma.
That's right.
You do that so well.
Sonny, she's rocking it out, man.
Yeah. Sonny's like, oh yeah, give me a playlist.
Hey, yeah, hey.
It's a good day. I am very happy to be joining you guys here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. And today's a day of questions. Not only are we giving you information, but we have a series of trivia questions. There are no wrong answers, so we encourage everybody to be part of the show today. You call us at 651-641-1071, 651-641-1071, and you will get an invite to that very special super secret donut party that Phil and Mimi are going to have at a
hot fudge donut.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, yum.
So on the phone right now, we have Ann. Ann, thank you for calling the Red Hot Real Estate Show.
Thank you.
Ann, I'm going to read the question again for you, and then I'm going to let you know that you can answer it right away, or you can use your lifeline, Mr. Phil Olson, who is in the studio. Don't worry, there are no wrong answers today. He will make sure that you get the right one. Is that okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, Ann, which is better, pre-qualification or pre-approval, and why? Do you have an answer for us, Ann?
Pre-approval, because you've already sat down with your loan officer and decided what loan you actually want, and it's actually been approved.
How's that sound, Phil?
I would say that a pre-approval is very, very close to being 100%, but it's not. Pre-approval is done by the loan officer. Okay, they have normally reviewed all your financials, reviewed your credit, reviewed your application. And if you're dealing with a high-quality loan officer, you can normally take that to the bank. But at Amec Home Loans, we actually get you 100% approved with our Amec Express program, which means we take a pre-approval to the next level.
Gotcha.
So, and you are winner,
yay,
my friend.
Ann.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Ann. Okay, one more thing, Ann. You want to say happy birthday for $10 for Animal Ark?
Do I want to what? I'm sorry.
Say happy birthday to Phil.
Happy birthday to Phil. Happy birthday to Phil. Okay, I'm done.
Perfect.
Thank you, Ann.
Ann, hold on. We'll get your information so we can make sure that you get that invite to that donut party. And so we've talked about that before, that, you know, you can get pre-qualified maybe online, but that doesn't mean that you really, really have the official, like, as far as you said that you went with that Amec Home Loans deal that you had.
I can't tell you the number of time people tell me they've been pre-approved, and then I start asking them a bunch of questions, and then they go, well, we didn't do that. And I go, well, then you're not pre-approved.
Okay.
All right. Let's, you know, go
let's
ahead.
Let's just say, throw the next question out quick so we can get some more callers for this. This is ahead. A fun one. So this is going to tell us how much you listen to the show. So, true or false, Miss Shannon was once one of the dancers in Living Color.
Nice. So you can call
great
again
question.
The number 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. I'm not going to give any hints until you call
well,
me.
Well, you do have good looking legs.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm, yeah. I work hard on these.
I
a
know,
lot
right?
of cycling, Damn. A lot of spinning.
There you go.
Indoor
and
cycling.
Don't forget.
I can see you doing that.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a trivia going on the Red Hot Real Estate Group Facebook page. Go there and answer for the same chance to win. So let's just skip over another question. Let's just talk about this.
Okay.
What is dual agency? Let's just us three talk about
great
that.
Great question.
And so dual agency, people, when we first get together, we talk about what is agency, period, who represents who, and what are your rights in agency. But dual agency is when you actually represent both the seller and the buyer.
Does that happen often?
It happens a lot.
Okay.
And it happens in two different ways. Let's just say that a buyer that I am representing goes out and they buy a house that I have listed, and both parties have to agree to dual agency up front. That is dual agency. Now, if I'm also representing a buyer and they go out and we find a house that's listed by my company, Remax Results, that also is dual agency. And the thing to know about dual agency is that you can't advocate for one party to the detriment of the other.
Okay.
Okay. So that is dual agency.
Go into that a little bit more. What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is, if I know confidential information about, let's say, Ms. Shannon here, she's told me what her motivation is,
right?
What her timing is, her absolute maximum she'll pay. Does she really need closing costs or not? When does she really need to close by? All that confidential information that you share with me, I can't share that with the sellers,
right?
Because that's to your detriment, and vice versa. If I know the sellers have a situation going on where they've got to move quick, and I know their bottom dollar, what they will go down to, I know what they, if they'll pay your closing costs or not, I can't tell you that,
right?
Because that would be to the detriment of the seller.
So usually in a scenario that would make it the cleanest, it would be, for instance, if I knew somebody wanted to sell their house and we had already agreed upon a particular price, like if you were buying a house from your grandma, is that easier to do a dual agency scenario?
I wouldn't consider that a dual agency.
No, not necessarily. You wouldn't have to necessarily represent both sides.
Okay.
You can just do a representation for the buyer, and the mom would be a transaction.
Okay.
So,
to me, it sounds like a for sale by owner.
Okay.
A FSBO.
Okay, mm-hmm. FSBO.
I don't know. She knows grandma. She knows how to push grandma's buttons.
Maybe,
and all that kind of good stuff.
Right, but at the same point in time, you're also creating what's called a non-arm's length transaction in that scenario.
Fair enough.
With the grandma.
Mm-hmm, because you're buying from a relative.
Again, we are encouraging people to call and be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. The number is 651-641-1071. We have so many questions today.
Well,
and if you answer the question, then you get an invitation to that that donut date that you guys have.
And our next question, of course, is the same. True or false, Ms. Shannon was once a dancer in living color.
You call with the true or false answer to that, and you can get a date, an invitation to our date with donuts. And so let's also talk about a couple of other things while we're waiting for people to call at 651-641-1071.
Bill, so why don't you explain, I think we all, both of us in the mortgage and the real estate side, I think that there's a lot of confusion about closing costs.
Okay.
And so what items are included in closing costs?
That's a great question. All right. On average, let's just use $200,000 as a purchase price. And I were to say, well, your total closing costs are $7,000. People go, oh my gosh, $7,000. But what you have to really do is you have to understand you have what's called closing costs, and then you have what's called prepaid items.
Okay.
All right. Prepaid items are your insurance, your taxes, your insurance escrows, and your per diem.
Okay.
That could probably equal about $2,500.
Okay.
Those are not closing costs. You would pay that no matter what with whatever lender you were working with, because you have to establish escrows if you're going to have an escrow account, and you have to pay for the 1 year's homeowner's insurance binder. So what are your closing costs? They're really around $4,500. You take the $4,500 plus the $2,500, that equals the $7,000. So what are some typical closing costs? You would have an origination fee.
Okay.
Now with Amic Home Loans, we don't have an origination fee, but we have a processing, underwriting, and an admin fee that total up to $1,395. And we're a flat fee company. So in other words, $1 million home, $100,000 home, it's still $1,395.
Because some companies, it might be a percentage.
Some companies will actually charge you 1% of the loan amount.
Okay.
Next, you would have your appraisal cost, which actually is about between $475 and $500. Then you have what's called a flood certificate. That's normally $12. Then you have credit. And we list our credit as $100, but it normally comes in at around $35 to $50.
Okay.
Everything we pay off the closing disclosure is strictly off of an invoice.
Okay.
All right. Then you have some taxes to the state of Minnesota. It's called mortgage registration tax. Then you have what's called a recording fee, which is $92. You have what's the state tax stamp, which is $5. Now let's go on to title costs. Your title costs would be a closing fee of about $275, $295. You have an exam fee that runs about $500. Then you have title services, ranges from $100 to $150. Then on a purchase, you have what's called an owner's policy and a lender's policy. The owner's policy is not required by federal law to be paid, but I tell all my clients you're crazy if you don't pay it.
Fair enough.
What is it? It is a insurance policy that covers your title of any encumbrances, liens, mechanics liens, anything in the past. All right. So in other words, if you close on this home and you don't pay that and there was a judgment against the home previously that wasn't found, you're now on the hook for it.
So to sum up, that $7,000, it's covering a lot of things. It's not like we're just sitting there and going to the Bahamas with it. There are a lot of like minutia that needs to be paid for. So you shouldn't be so sticker shock about that number.
And a good benchmark to keep in mind is about 3% of the purchase price should cover most of those items.
Perfect.
Correct. And if it's a $100,000 loan, I would tell you it's probably closer to 4%.
Okay.
If it's a $350,000, $400,000 loan, it's probably closer to 2.5%.
All right. Well, we encourage you to be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Today is all about questions and answers. We have them both for you. And the trivia question that's out there right now is true or false. Miss Shannon, yes, me, was one of the dancers in Living Color. If you call and answer that question, you get an invitation to our date with donuts with Mimi and Phil. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Hopefully you are feeling hot, hot, hot. Thank you for joining us for the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. And of course, if that song's playing, that means that you've got one for us, right, Mimi? Hot house of the week.
Yes. This week we're going to 1140 Hunter's Court, a brand new listing in Arden Hills.
Yes.
And I'm telling you what, this is turnkey. It's adorable. It's on a really nice lot of 0.43 acres with a pond.
Oh.
So
very nice.
Very, very nice. And the really spectacular school district. It's in Moundsview Schools, and it's near Lake Josephine and Johanna, close to all kinds of great restaurants and shopping. It's a two-tiered house with a two-tiered deck, and it has vaulted ceilings with great open natural light and custom cherry kitchen with a breakfast bar seating and an informal dining room that walks out to the deck. And it's very private, tucked in on a cul-de-sac. So lots of fun riding your bike out in the cul-de-sac or hanging out, gardening in your big yard and watching the birds on the pond.
What type of family can you imagine living in this home?
Well, I can imagine anyone living in this home. Mm-hmm. And it's affordably priced at $325. Be sure and give us a call. And if you want to have a private showing, it's 651-578-2218.
That's a very nice lot size for that price point.
And especially in the city.
Yeah.
And it's actually walking distance to those lakes. And it's just got such a great community vibe.
Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of home that normally, if you wanted that much space, Phil and Mimi, you need to go a little bit farther out, like out past the Hudsons when we're talking about that?
Well, I think, you see in a city like Minneapolis and St. Paul, you see traditional 0.25 or even smaller lots. Mm-hmm. So this is a very, very nice size lot. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it has the pond makes it even more serene. And plus the house is super too.
So that pond gives it value.
Absolutely, it does. And the cul-de-sac and the school district all correct. Add up to make it a really, really good property.
Let's give them the phone number again, Mimi. And we can always, of course, it's on our Red Hot Real Estate page, but let's give them the phone number again.
651-578-2218 for a private showing.
We are also encouraging people to call the Red Hot Real Estate Show today because we have not only trivia questions that get you an invitation to our date with donuts, courtesy of Phil and Mimi, but we also can answer your questions about how we can get into your version of the Red Hot House of the Week. There are lots of options out there, so we encourage you to call at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. The question right now, true or false, is Miss Shannon. Miss Shannon was one of the dancers in Living Color. I miss that show.
And I know that our listeners are old enough to remember that show.
Oh, yeah. We all watched In Living Color.
There
that
you
was
go.
Fun. Yeah.
All right. So here's the next round of questions. Okay. So you can call us with an answer to all of them or to none of them.
But correct.
Hang with us as we get through them. So this is just going to tell you how much you've listened to Phil and know about him. So what branch of the military did Phil Olson serve in?
Perfect.
That's the personal question.
Good question.
And what's the definition of an egress window?
Ah,
I get that question a lot. Is this, okay. Is that an egress window or is that not an egress window?
Mm.
And when you're getting towards the closing of your house, we get this question. I've been hearing a closing disclosure. What is a closing disclosure? So those three questions. So Phil, what branch of the military was he in? What's an egress window? And what's a closing disclosure?
The number again is 651-641-1071. You call in, you answer one of our questions, and you get an invitation to that date with donuts.
Now, you said something, meaning that maybe people don't really know about. What's two-tier? What's a two-tier home?
Oh, two-tier deck.
Okay.
So,
gotcha.
Means it's got two different levels.
Perfect.
So, is that you like? So, we have like a little, like a mini platform, then a step down, and then another mini platform.
Yep, there you go.
Ah, so you need to go to the website and make sure that we see those pictures. And I see our producer, Sonny, is in there feverishly getting somebody on the call. I mean, on a call, so we can give them an invitation to that date with donuts. So,
looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. And so, when you have a two tier, you said you had a two tiered deck and a two tiered house with the Red Hot House?
No, I must have misspoke. Just
okay.
The deck.
Okay.
It is
okay.
A split.
So split entry.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. All right. I was like, oh, that sounds fancy. I like all of the fancy ideas that we have for all those out there.
Okay, Phil, while we're waiting for our next caller, so I'm going to ask you this and see how much you know. When your neighbor builds their fence on your property, what's that called?
Ah, I would call that an encumbrance against the property, but I could be wrong.
Well, an encumbrance for sure, but it's also called an encroachment.
Okay.
Encroachment.
So
there you go.
An encroachment is a physical intrusion onto a neighboring property, usually due to a mistake regarding the location of the boundary.
I had one of those about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Personally?
Not me personally, one of my clients. Their garage was 2 feet over onto the neighbor's property. And once they did the title search, they found out that they had to tear down the garage.
Oh, goodness. And rebuild it farther back?
And move it.
Oh.
That's a bummer, man. Yeah.
Sometimes you need to, not only do you need to call before you dig, you need to call before you build.
Well, that was the, I'm sorry to say, the seller's fault, because they decided to build their own garage without getting a plat map. And what's a plat map?
Well, it's basically you need to know where the boundaries are of your house
before you
do anything.
So don't guess.
That's not a good idea.
You can guess with any of our trivia questions that are coming out today, because the likelihood of you getting them correct is high. So, Tressa, thank you very much for calling the Red Hot Real Estate Show. What's your question? We had a number of questions that are out there, Tressa. Is there a particular one that you had in mind, or do you need us to read them again for you?
I would say yes.
Okay.
All right. So, Tressa, what branch of the military was Phil Olson in? What's an egress window? And what's a closing disclosure?
Oh, I don't think we did.
I had the dancer.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
The question was I formerly a dancer for In Living Color?
Yes.
Tressa, I wish that was correct, but don't worry. You give me a lot of credit. I wish that I had. That would be J-Lo. But Tressa, you sound lovely, and we appreciate you playing along. We're going to give you an invitation to that date with donuts as well.
Nice.
We appreciate you listening.
You want to sing happy birthday to Phil before you go?
Could you do that, please?
Happy birthday, Phil.
Yay.
Thank you.
Tressa,
awesome.
I know that our producer has your information. We're going to see you out there with some fantastic donuts, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. See, you tricked her by telling her that I had great legs, because I do, but I don't. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, of the dancers of the two of us, Sonny is the better dancer.
Is she?
Yeah, Sonny is the dancer. Mm. I am the creative, funny one, and then Sonny is the dancer, because Sonny, she gets down, right, Sonny?
I'm going to be honest with you, I can't see how you do stand-up comedy.
We have it, but then I watch Sonny online, and Sonny is like throwing it down.
How come you guys are not ever giving me any cred for dancing?
Well, we just haven't seen you. You need to put it on your Instagram.
Yeah, you gotta put it up so we can see.
Why do I have to put it on Instagram?
So that we know.
That's the only way Shannon knows.
Okay, we're gonna help you fill out your social media platform, and we'll see both of you.
I'm pretty sure nobody that listens to this show wants to see me dance.
You should put it on the My Talk Show page. Don't even come that way with me.
All right.
I'm just just going to superimpose my face onto Sonny's body.
Because she throws down.
Throw it down?
Yes. Mm. All right. So we will make sure that we keep that in mind down the road. If you want to get an invitation to our date with donuts, we just want you to call. Be part of the show. 651-641-1071. Sonny will make you dance. I won't make you come to my, I might make you come to my standard routine.
Let's go to the routine.
Yeah, come see my show. But we encourage you being part of today's show at 651-641-1071. I know we have other trivia questions and answers out there.
I've got a question for Miss Shannon here.
Yes.
Okay, so here it goes. Is FHA accepted on all property types, including single family homes, townhomes, condos?
Ah, FHA.
Yeah.
Is not always accepted.
Good.
Is that correct?
That is correct. Okay. So now tell us why that is.
Because sometimes the seller has elected to not have FHA available because you have to have more specific criteria to qualify for those types of loans. Like you have to make sure that it's up to certain standards and codes. And a lot of the time the seller doesn't want to be in that scenario, right?
Very good. Okay. Now there's another reason that FHA is not allowed.
Okay.
Not specifically when it comes to a condo or a townhome.
Okay.
Is the association approved for FHA?
Okay.
And so if you're using FHA as your investment mortgage vehicle to purchase the property, if that association is not approved, meaning their financials have not been reviewed and they don't meet FHA guidelines, they cannot sell to an FHA buyer.
Gotcha. And I know when we've talked about FHA home loans before, that a lot of times that's why you work so hard to get people into conventional as quickly as possible, but also reminding them, it sounds like Phil and Mimi, that it may, their journey into home ownership may take a little longer because there's not as, like, every property may not qualify.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, matter of fact, I represent a client right now that I picked up here about 12 days ago. And in 12 days' time, was strictly FHA. I've already got them approved for conventional, and I improved their credit scores by 68 points.
Which is why we encourage you to call Phil, to call Mimi, to get out there and to actually start working on all these processes and not just be so afraid that you're going to get a no that you don't start the inquiry process. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to get out there. So when we come back, what are we going to cover, Mimi?
We're going to ask some more questions and get some more answers.
All right. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. It's like a discotheque up in here today. I like it. I like it.
Go, Sonny.
I wish I had brought my roller skates. If I had known that we had that, I would be four-wheeling it right now. So
there you go.
You can be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show with our friend Mimi Shoneman from REMAX Results and Amec Home Loans' Phil Olson by calling us at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. Today has been question and answer day. And if you call in and you answer one of our questions, right or wrong, you get an invitation to our date with donuts, a very special date with Phil and Mimi at a soon-to-be-determined donut location here in the Twin Cities.
Well, we can't just tell everybody to come to the party.
Right, exactly. So we're like, it's very special. A very special date with donuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's have some fun with Sonny.
Okay.
So here's the trivia question about Miss Sonny, our producer. Sonny is a high fashion model when she's not producing radio shows.
True or false? Mm. Don't give him any hints, Sonny.
Okay. No. Okay. Don't show him your moves and all that stuff. We already gave away.
Yeah.
All
right. The number is 651-641-1071.
So here are the other things that we want our callers to call. Because we've got two things going on, not just the donuts, but if you say happy birthday to Phil, I'm going to donate $10 to Animal Ark, the shelter,
nice,
a no-kill shelter in Hastings. So here they go, the next round. What are the top ways of blowing your real estate offer?
Okay.
And you can pick one. It doesn't have to be all of them, just any way that you can think of blowing your deal. And next one is earnest money can be deposited by anyone in my family or a friend without prior approval of the lender.
Okay.
So what is earnest money, folks?
Yeah, let's do that.
Earnest money is basically a good faith deposit when you write up a purchase agreement, basically telling the sellers that if you accept our offer, we're going to give you $2,000. Now, just because you drop $2,000, that doesn't mean your closing costs went up. So in other words, if your down payment and your closing costs were, let's just say, 15 grand, and you put $2,000 earnest money down, now you're coming to the closing table with 13.
Okay. Okay.
So I think what a lot of people, when I meet with them for consultations, they always get earnest money confused with the down payment.
Yes.
But the earnest money is a part of the down payment. It's just pledged up front.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So people always say, well, how much is a good amount to pledge for earnest money? And I think that most sellers would respectfully say that 1% of the purchase price is an acceptable offer for earnest money or higher.
I always recommend more.
Okay. Why do you recommend
I would
more?
Recommend more. You're basically telling the sellers that you're a strong buyer.
Okay.
Okay. So in other words, let's go back to this 15 grand. Now let's put $5,000 down. Okay. Earnest money. Now you're coming to the table with 10. It really doesn't change anything. But if you're in a competing offer, the more positive pros that you can show that seller gives that seller more of a warm fuzzy,
okay,
to where they would accept your offer.
So they know that you are not just shopping around to a bunch of different properties. Mm-hmm. You really are interested in this property.
Right. Now let's talk about some big no-nos on earnest money. And I've had two of them happen lately.
Okay.
Okay. One is we had a client that took monies from an overseas account for earnest money. And I never had any of the documentation of this overseas account. Understand, we must source and season all funds to the closing table. So,
just discuss what sourcing and seasoning is.
Sourcing and seasoning. Okay, so sourcing would be you presented me 2 months' bank statements, and the bank statements show you have $30,000 in your bank.
Okay,
so that's the sourcing piece. Seasoning. You're going to show me 2 months bank statements showing that you've had this $30,000 in your bank account for at least 60 days.
Okay.
The federal government law requires that this be your money. So in other words, you present me a bank statement within the last 30 days showing me a $100,000 deposit. That's not seasoned.
Okay.
My question's going to be, so where did the $100,000 come from?
Has that law always been like that, or did that pop up in the last few years? Is there a reason why you have to have it seasoned like that?
Those laws came about because of the Dodd-Frank bill, the 9/11 bill, the anti-terrorism bill, and the anti-money laundering bill.
Gotcha.
So all four of those bills are intertwined, and yes, for a mortgage loan officer, sourcing and seasoning can sometimes be a nightmare, depending on how much money is being transferred from bank accounts. And that's why I try telling consumers they don't want to be transferring money all over the place.
All right.
All right. Because all it does is create more paperwork.
Well, you don't want to be surprised either. Your loan officer really kind of needs to be like your doctor during the whole home shopping program. You don't want to sneeze without asking the loan officer.
Is this important?
Is this anything to do with money, period?
Okay.
You need to go to your loan officer and say, is this okay? Am I doing this right?
I totally agree. And thank you, Mimi, for saying that, because just this last week, I had three phone calls from three different clients. One, their lease is ending and they wanted to know, could they get a new vehicle? Another client came into some money, from an aunt, but it was an inheritance, but there was no will. And the money was basically, in a paper sack.
Yes.
So by the consumer calling me, I'm going to ask the following question. Are we jeopardizing the integrity of the loan by allowing my client to do this? And that's where the benefit of working with Mimi and I is we're very seasoned professionals and we take a sincere interest in our clients. And we're not going to tell you to do something that's going to potentially cause you to lose your transaction.
Well, one of the questions we had posed for our callers out there is, what are some of the top ways of blowing your offer? And so you can still be part of that conversation if you call us at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071 to be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. But there are a number of those. We want you to be part of the conversation. But Phil and Mimi, let's go ahead and go through some of the additional ways that you can blow your offer.
Yeah. Well, one of the top ways that pops into my mind whenever I think about this subject is taking on, this is really going to surprise people, I think, but actually making more money and taking on a new job. Mm-hmm. Can cause you to blow the deal, right, Phil?
Exactly.
Right. Why is that?
Because there are some specific programs, and I'm just going to rail them off real quickly. Home Possible, Home Ready, Minnesota Housing, they're all income-based programs. I literally had a client 2 months ago because they took a promotion. Income went up. made an offer on a house. I reran the numbers, and then I had to come back to him and I go, sir, you're making too much money now. But the good news is we can flip this to a different product.
Right.
So making less money or making more money goes back to if something changes in your finances. And what I try telling my clients is I want you to keep your finances quiet.
Okay.
What does that mean? Do nothing. Do everything exactly the same. Don't change anything. You're in the process of buying a house.
And I'm going to tell you, do not buy a car.
No, okay. I've had that happen.
Unless you're loaded. Okay. If you're loaded, you can buy a car. Right, Phil?
If you're already going to play your house off in cash, then you can still do, then you can do what you want.
You can do whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah. So the other thing that I see with especially first-time homebuyers or people who haven't bought property in a long, long time is not taking the deadlines in the contract seriously.
Okay.
Okay.
Examples.
When we say that the final acceptance date, the date when everybody signed the contract and it was delivered back to all parties, let's say that's today. Today is July 14th. If in your purchase agreement it says that you have 10 calendar days to get your inspection done and you wait until day 8 to order your inspection, that is not going to go well.
All right.
Okay. You need to take that seriously. And, you know, the good news is that we're monitoring it along with you. It's not like we're going to say, oh, okay, well, it's too bad. Your inspection period's over now. What are you going to do? We're monitoring that with you, but we also want you to be a player with us. This is a team. Mm-hmm. You know, we are a real estate team when we're helping you get a purchase or helping sell your house. Mm-hmm. But we also want you to take an interest in what exactly it is that you're signing and what those deadlines actually look like.
Well, today has been a fun day of trivia and questions. You can go and play along on the Red Hot Real Estate Show Facebook page to get yourself invited to that date with donuts. And then we can go ahead and fill what we have going on.
And if you want to reach me, I'm always available at 651-238-6748 or go to my website at www.callphilolson.com.
And you can always find us by going to our show page, mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot.